Please open your Bibles to the book of 1 Chronicles, the 19th chapter. 1 Chronicles 19. In your Scofield Bible, page 477. And beginning with the 10th verse, we'll read responsively through verse 15. The text verse is the 13th verse. Once more, 1 Chronicles chapter 19, page 477. In your Scofield Bible, verses 10 through 15. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him before and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai, his brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will help thee. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God. And let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him drew nigh before the Syrians unto the battle, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, they likewise fled before Abishai, his brother, and entered into the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem. And let's pray. Father, what a wonderful church you've given us. Thank you for our church, for our people here. How cozy and comfortable it feels to come here. And yet, give us not rest until we go home with that which you've prepared for us through thy word. How we thank you for the word, how we thank you for a preacher of thy word, and help us today to be strengthened and blessed through that which you've prepared. In Jesus' name, amen.
There are some scriptures in the Bible that just to read them, come to church and read them and go home, would be worthwhile, though we're not going to just do that. But there are some passages in the Bible, you just read them and soak it in. They're worth your trip. Let me read you a such passage this morning without your turning to it again. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. I want to speak this morning on the subject, roll with the punches. Roll with the punches. It says, let us behave ourselves valiantly, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. Didn't say let the Lord do that which is good in my sight. Let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. That's what explains Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to those that love God, and that those that are called according to his purpose. That means what God thinks is good, not what I think is good. Now, I want to have a prayer. I want you to listen carefully. I guess every time I preach, I think it's the most important sermon ever preached. But I promise you this. I promise you, you need to hear what I say this morning from this scripture. Father, bless the message to our hearts today, please. Amen. Sit up straight, slap your face, wake yourself up, look right this way. No talking, no whispering, no nodding, no sleeping. It is 11:35. I promise you that I will not preach past 12:05. I wouldn't be surprised if I don't preach past 12. I wouldn't be surprised if I preached till 1:30 either. But this is Lord's Supper Day. I always make this an hour. We're a bit early for Lord's Supper Day. I always, almost always, say I'll not preach past 12:10. I'm moving that up 5 minutes. I will not be behind this pulpit preaching after 5, after 12. So I want you to hear what I've got to say, please. The story. Listen carefully. Let me use this mic, fellows, this morning, if you would. I want to use this microphone. Here's the story. King Nahash, look right this way, please. King Nahash, the king of the Ammonites, died. His son Hanum, H-A-N-U-M, took his place on the throne. For some reason, Hanum became fearful of King David, who was the king of Israel. Bear in mind, listen to me now, Hanum was the king of the Ammonites. the heathen people, the enemies of God's people. This new king, Hanun, became fearful of King David. Because he became fearful of King David, he gathered the nations around Israel together. Now, if it were today, he'd gather Iran and Iraq and Syria and Jordan and the nations around Israel. He gathered them together to battle. Listen to me now. He gathered them together to battle against Israel. Dark hours for Israel. There little Israel is, and all these nations have formed a united effort against them. And it's a dark hour for Israel. General Joab, the general of David's army, don't miss it, don't miss it, calls his men together and speaks our text today. He says, men, the enemy is going to come, and we're outnumbered greatly. Several nations against our nation, and we may be defeated. We may win. We don't know what's going to happen. But he said, men, I want you to behave valiantly. Whatever comes, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. Ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the most important statements in all the Bible. Let us do valiantly, and let the Lord do what seemeth good, or which is good, that which is good, in his sight. Now, the secret is the word valiant. What does the word, wake up, wake up, wake up, we're having church. What does the word valiant mean? It does not mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean some hell-bent for leather, reckless kind of a guy goes out to war and kills 50 people. The word valiant is an interesting word, which means proper behavior in any given set of circumstances. It means that you know how to win, and also you know how to lose. It means you know how to be successful, and it also means you know how to take failure. It means you know how to take popularity, but you also know how to take criticism and persecution. That's what the word valiant means. So he says to his men, men, the enemy is stronger than we are. Several nations are against us. Now, fellas, I want to tell you what to do. I want you, let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. And whatever he gives, behave yourselves valiantly. Oh, my soul, listen to me. This morning, Brother Bob Hooker came in the office. And he said, pray for my mother. They found she has more cancer. I mean, his mother's had cancer before. He said they found cancer in her liver and in her kidneys. And I said, Bob, I saw the fellows in there. I said, you guys are getting to the age where I got a long time ago, where life becomes real. I mean, your parents all of a sudden become ill, and your mother has cancer, or your dad has a stroke, or maybe your child is seriously ill. Got a call this last week from Brother Charlie Hand. Katie is very ill in the hospital in Atlanta, Georgia this week. Katie Hand, Charlie Hand, one of our assistant pastors many years ago. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I say it so often. When you get up to be an adult, you're about to face all different kinds of circumstances. Now, you've got to be able to roll with the punches no matter what comes your way. There is no blessing in this world that is greater than the blessing to be able to roll with the punches. I mean, brother, when you're down, you take it and get back up. When you're up, you rejoice and enjoy the victory. But when you learn to roll with the punches, and by the way, it's not all peaches and cream. You young folks, or young married folks, it hasn't come yet. It's on the way. And what you better do is you better get a set way of life, and you better get yourself fixed so whatever comes your way, you can do what he said, roll with the punches. Why, he said, fellas, he said, we've got a big battle at hand. We may can win. We may not win. But he said, I want you, one thing you can do, you can behave valiantly. You can take success with humility, and you can take defeat with pride if you've done your best. He said, behave yourself valiantly, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. It means this. Whatever comes, allow the Lord to do it. It means when it comes, it means don't become bitter. When things come your way that you would not have chosen to come your way, don't become bitter. It says, just behave valiantly. Take it as of God and thank God for his goodness and realize there's some reason to it. And behave yourself valiantly and let God do that which is good in his sight. Or what it means? It means when whatever comes, don't take it without resentment. Don't resent it. Don't say, this is not fair. This is not right. Let me tell you something, brother. If God does it, it's always fair. If God does it, it's always right. It may be a bitter pill to swallow, but if God writes a prescription, it's always best. It may be a bitter meal to eat, but if God's the chef, it's always best. So what he's saying here, he's saying, whatever comes, fellas, we're in a battle. And so are you. We're in battles, folks. Life is no peaches and cream. Life is no banana split. Life is no always fair. Life is not always sunshiny. Life has sunshine and clouds, victories and defeats, storms and calm. But whatever comes, he said, allow the Lord to do that which is good in his sight and learn to take whatever God gives. Behave yourself valiantly. He said, whatever comes, don't run from it. Hey, God, go on. I didn't feel, maybe God didn't lead me to college here after all. Well, get on out of here. We don't like your kind anyhow. God said, whatever comes, don't you run. You know, I'm an old man. I've faced an awful lot in these almost 70 years. But bless God, there's one thing Jack Howells has never done. He's never run. Never. Never. You won't find a man I've run from. You'll find a woman I've run from. But you won't find a man I've run from. Bless God, you may be looking today at a stubborn old goat. And you may be looking today at an impetuous kind of person, but you looking at a man this morning. You're looking at a fella that's seen the circumstances of life. I've had the victories, I've had the defeats, and I've had the bruises, and I've had the scars, but bless God, I've never run. Nobody ought to run. Don't turn back. Keep on going. Hold your shoulders back. Throw your chest out. Pull your chin in, and keep on going for God. Behave valiantly. And let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. It means when whatever comes, allow the Lord to do it without becoming bitter, without resentment, without running, and without complaining. I said without complaining. I said without complaining. Let the Lord do that which is good in his own sight without quitting. A lot of people I don't like. I love everybody, but I don't like everybody. But the person I like the least, and if I ever hate this person, I'm going to hate first. Is a quitter. Brother, I got more respect for a pimp. I got more respect for a prostitute than I have for a quitter. I mean, look, behave yourself valiantly. Know how to take it. And if the Lord gives it, reach out and take it. And take it valiantly. And don't run. And don't quit. And don't gripe. And don't complain. And don't turn back. Just say, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever comes, allow the Lord to do it. Without bitterness, without resentment, without running, without complaining, without quitting, and without despondency. It will be worth it all when we see. You know how to empty this church? You let me come out here when I've got problems and whine. You let me walk out that door and say, folks, I want you to pray for me. Load is heavy. The first Sunday you'd say, pray for the preacher's got a heavy load. Second Sunday you'd say, don't forget to pray for the preacher. Third Sunday you'd say, I think I'll stay home this morning, sleep in. Nobody likes a whiner. And God's a part of being somebody. I'm trying to tell you, whatever comes, behave yourself valiantly. Learn how to accept the good, the bad, the bright, the dark, the moon, noontimes, the midnight, the sunshine, the shadows, the calm and the storm. Learn how to take them like you ought to take them. And don't complain. And don't become despondent or depressed. Be strong and take it. Endure it and use it. And by the way, if the good comes, don't be proud. If the good comes, don't be haughty. If success comes, don't be self-confident. What he's saying is, fellas, the Ammonites are coming, but that isn't all. They've got Persia with them. They've gathered all the nations around us together, and they're going to come and fight against us. Now, fellas, I don't know what's going to happen. We're outnumbered. By all odds, we may be defeated. But I want you guys to do one thing. You may not can defeat the enemy. They're too strong. But there's one thing you can do. You can behave valiantly. You can fight to the finish. You don't get discouraged. You don't get defeated. You don't turn back. You don't quit. You don't complain. You're soldiers in the army of Israel. Soldiers, throw your shoulders back and stay in the battle and learn how to behave yourself properly and behave yourself valiantly, whatever comes. And that's what the child of God ought to do. It doesn't matter what comes. If God sends it, take it. Properly. Some can take success but not failure. Some can take failure, but not success. Some can take good times, but not hard times. Some can take hard times, but they can't take good times. Some can take applause, but not persecution. Some can take persecution, but not applause. Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. In revival or reversal. In palace or prison. In honor or humiliation. I have learned to take whatever comes my way. Let me illustrate. I'm 69, almost 70. I remind you that often so you'd be good to me. You're supposed to help old men across the street. But listen carefully. I was young once. 75 or 30 years ago, I was young. I was a young preacher in Garland, Texas. 26 years of age. Came to the Miller Road Baptist Church of Garland, Texas. Boy, I wish we had these tables up here every week. I came to the Miller Road Baptist Church in Garland, Texas. I'm glad you know preaching when you see it, boy. But I was the young man. I was a young kid. I was young. Good looking. Now I'm old and good looking. But I was young and good looking. Little church out the edge of town. Had 44 people. But folks started coming out and seeing that young, good looking, zealous kid preacher out there. The big First Baptist Church downtown had an older pastor. And people from the big First Baptist Church started coming out and saying, boy, this young man out here, he's something else. And literally several hundred people emptied out of First Baptist Church Garland and came to our little church out in the country and helped make it a big church. And we became the fastest growing church in America. Led the Southern Baptist Convention those days in baptisms. And yet, they came out. You know, it didn't bother me when all the old man's members came out to my church. Now I'm the old man down at First Baptist. If some young fellow comes to town, somebody in our church says, I'd like to have a younger preacher. And they go out to that other church. Maybe someone has a younger preacher because they don't want an old preacher like me. Of course, that's dumb. But there's no young man in America as cute as I am. But anyway, okay, if they go, I'm going to take it. I took it when they're coming my way. I'm not going to get bitter when they go away. Dr. Jack Creeper is starting a college. He's my friend. In fact, I flew out to California to spend about 3 or 4 hours with him the other day advising him how to start his college, and our college is working with his and setting up his curriculum and so forth. Dr. Evans, Dr. Dorgan, said, he contacted you yet? He's going to. And he asked permission last week to. And he's starting a college. Dr. Bob Gray started a college. Dr. Jim Vineyard started a college. Hey, they all came from here. Vineyard came from here. Bob Gray came from here. They left here, started a college, and they got some students with a gun. Look at me. I started a college one day when Lee Robertson was at his peak. And we got some students Lee Robertson wouldn't have gotten. I didn't fret about it. Now, here's what I'm trying to say. Brother, I knew how to take it then, and I know how to take it now. Boy, that's good stuff. I mean, brother, there was a time when a young Jack Hiles, 23 years ago, started Hiles Anderson College at the age of about 45. And I was young and zealous and on fire for God. And Dr. Robertson was an older man, but he was at his peak at Highland Park Baptist Church in Tennessee College. I started a college, and folks came our way. Now, if we lose a few students because somebody else starts a college, I can take it. Why? Because I want to behave myself valiantly and accept whatever the Lord thinks is good for me. The other day, a family left our church and said, we want a younger pastor. My first thought was, why? And then I remember 35 years ago, a couple walked in this church from another church here in the area and said, we want a younger pastor. We're coming here. When they came here and said, we want a younger pastor and came when I was young, it didn't upset me greatly. So it's not going to ruffle my feathers if somebody says, I want a younger pastor too. By the way, you won't find a younger pastor kicking the higher than I will, in case you'd like to know it. But I'm trying to tell you today that the Bible says, behave yourself valiantly and let the Lord do that which He thinks is good. Behave yourself. Whatever comes, behave yourself valiantly and let the Lord do that which is good in His sight. Let me explain how it's done. Dwell on joy and not happiness. Happiness is caused by circumstance. Joy is caused by that which doesn't change. Joy, real joy, cannot be taken away. Happiness can. I will always be God's child. I'll let my joy be determined by that. I can keep my pants up. I'll always be God's child. So I'm not going to be happy because tomorrow I'm going to Six Flags Over Texas. Or Six Flags Over Mid-America. I'm going to ride the loop-de-loop and the go-to-go and the round-to-round. I'm not going to be happy because I'm going to go watch a ball game. No, sir. I'm going to be happy because my name is written in heaven and it always will be written in heaven. And that means that I can say with Joab, behave valiantly and let the Lord do that which is good in His sight. Come what may, come clouds, okay, my name is in heaven still. Come sunshine, okay, my name is still in heaven. Come success, my name is written in heaven. Come failure, my name is written in heaven. Come starve, my name is written in heaven. Come battles, my name is written in heaven. And that's why Jesus said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you. The day may come and they won't be subject to you. Rejoice because your name is in heaven, and that's what you call joy. My sins are covered forever. That's what I'll dwell on. I have an eternal home in heaven. That's what I'll dwell on. Jesus will never forsake me. That's what I'll dwell on. I have an eternal book. That's what I'll dwell on. My heavenly possessions cannot be lost. That's what I'll dwell on. I'm not going to let the direction of the wind determine my joy or my happiness. I'm going to let the things that are eternal, the things that never change, and bless God. I got saved 58 years ago. I'll be saved 58 billion years from now. My name was written in heaven 58 years ago. My name is written in heaven 58 trillion years from now. I was a child of God 58 years ago. I'll be a child of God when the mountains have crumbled and the valleys have become mountains and rivers have dried and the world has passed away. All that is therein, I'll still be a child of God. I have eternal life, everlasting life. My name is written in heaven to stay in the indelible blood of Jesus Christ. And bless God, because of that, I am going to behave myself valiantly and let the Lord do that which is good in His sight. So if success comes, I enjoy it. If failure comes, I dwell on joy. If popularity comes, I enjoy it. If persecution comes, I dwell on joy. Good times comes, I enjoy them. Hard times come, I dwell on joy. And I squeeze Romans 28 real hard. Listen carefully, I won't testify. I've seen it all, just about. I'm a grizzled old veteran. 50 years standing behind pulpits. Almost 57,000 times I've preached. Listen carefully. I have seen more blessings than any pastor who's ever walked behind a pulpit. I pastor more people than any pastor who's ever pastored a New Testament church. I like that. I have seen more people baptized than any pastor that's ever pastored a New Testament church. I have seen more people saved than any pastor who's ever pastored a New Testament church. I'm saying no pastor has ever been received the blessings of God that I've received. Now I'm going to brag on myself. I think I've taken it pretty well. I'm no big shot. My hat size is what it used to be. 10 3/4. So I don't know if you're still listening. I'm still a country preacher. And I'm still that little preacher started out in East Texas. I'm still that little boy that sat on Mrs. Bethel's knee when she said, Jesus loves you. I've still got the excitement and thrill that I had years ago. I'm trying to tell you that the blessings of God that have come, I have let God do that which is right in His sight and good in His sight. And I've tried to behave myself properly. Now let's go the other way. No pastor, since Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, has had more battles than I've had. No pastor has had more heartbreak than I've had. No pastor has shed more tears than I've shed. No pastor has carried heavier burdens than I've carried. Let me say this. I think I've behaved myself valiantly. I've accepted it. I've not gotten bitter. There's not 1 ounce of bitterness in my heart today. Not 1 ounce of resentment toward anybody in the whole world. Not a bit. I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. And when Joab called his army together, he said, fellas, we've got a big battle to fight. And by the way, yours is coming. Bob, mama has cancer, livers and kidney. You know what that means? It's pretty serious stuff. Pretty serious. Don, one of those eyes can't see this morning. Roy, you've seen a lot of heartbreak in your life. Little gal right there seen a heap of heartbreak. That's life. That's life. The sun must rise in the morning, but it must set in the evening. It must be at the zenith at noontime, but it must be dark at midnight. That's life. So today, if the sun is setting and it's dark, rejoice because it's going to come up tomorrow morning. If you're living at the noontime, don't get too cocky because sunset is going to come before long. Men, the enemy is big. They're united against us. It'll take a miracle if we win this battle. But I want you men to fight like soldiers. I want you men to realize whatever happens, you take it like you ought to take it. Don't run. Don't get discouraged. Don't get defeated. Don't complain. Behave yourself valiantly. And ladies and gentlemen, it's on the way. You say, what's on the way? Tears. You say, what's on the way? Joys. What's on the way? Battles. What's on the way? Peace. What's on the way? Happiness. What's on the way? Unhappiness. What's on the way? Health. What's on the way? Illness. It's all coming. It's all coming to all of us. Now, the general said, behave yourself valiantly. And let the Lord do that which is good in His sight. Listen carefully and I'm through. The Lord knows how many tears I need to shed to keep me going. So I'll let Him give me whatever tears I need to have. The Lord knows what size burden I have to have to keep me going, so I'll let Him give me what size burden He thinks I should have. The Lord knows how much laughter I should enjoy, so I'll let God determine how much laughter I have. God knows how much sunshine I need, and God knows how many shadows I need. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will learn to roll with the punches, just roll with the punches. And whatever comes, you look up and say, God, I'll let you do it. I'll let you. I'll give you permission, God. I'll let you do what you will. And whatever comes, I'll behave myself valiantly. Doesn't mean courageously unless you need courage. Sometimes it means to temper your victory with humility. Sometimes it means to temper your honor with meekness. And sometimes it means to temper your joy with temperance. But whatever comes in life, you are a valiant person if you know how to take it properly and let the Lord do that which is good in His sight. I hope you enjoyed this sermon as much as I have. When you get my age, you'll enjoy it more. Get by the tape and listen to it 100 years from now when you're my age. But buy the tape and listen to it. And as the knocks and the hits of life come, roll with the punches. And whatever comes, let the Lord do that which is good in His sight. And behave thyself valiantly. Would you bow your heads, please? Nobody leaving, nobody walking, or I won't behave myself very valiantly.